Podcast, Personal Finance Edition. I'm Olivia and I'm joined by my co-host Rashmi. Today we're hoping to uncover what money is.
So Olivia, what exactly is money?
So that's a really good question. I mean, it's really hard to say. It's cash, it's currency, it's a credit card or a debit card, it's valuable paper. I mean, we use it all the time.
We look at and use money every day, but it's hard to really explain what it is or what it does for us. So we're going to try to break it down before we delve into how we can even manage it to set ourselves up for financial stability.
So let's try starting with a textbook definition. Money is defined as a current medium of exchange in the form of coins and banknotes, and it also describes the collective assets, property, and resources owned by someone or something, meaning it can be used to describe someone's wealth.
But a textbook definition like that is pretty hard to understand, in my opinion. Let's try explaining money in a more simple manner.
So a classic theory about money that resonates with me is one that dates all the way back to Aristotle. It holds that money is a kind of commodity that fulfills three functions. One, it serves as a medium of exchange. Two, a unit of account. And three, a store of value.
Before we look at these functions, let's consider what pushed society to use a single commodity, like money, regularly.
Money is used to barter for goods, meaning it's exchanged between individuals with goods and services.
For example, when I go buy food from the grocery store, I'm really exchanging my money for groceries. We call it payment, but at the end of the day, it's just a trade.
And before we had any form of money, trading would be so much more difficult. If you're trying to trade, you both have to be benefiting from it in some way, meaning both individuals have to be mutually benefiting for a trade to be successful and actually go through.
So if in the olden days I was a bread merchant and Olivia wanted to trade for my bread, she would have to offer me something that I wanted.
And let's say that I only have fish, and Rashmi doesn't like fish, so there's no way for us to reach a mutually beneficial trade.
You can see that we quickly run into an issue when we don't have money as a medium for trade. Money eases transactions and makes it possible to obtain goods, since it's valuable to both individuals.
Money is an intermediate good, making trade more common and helping society grow as a whole.
This is what we mean by money being a medium of exchange. Money must be durable, easily recognizable, portable, and stable to be consistently used as a medium of exchange.
We have to be able to recognize one form of currency as money to prevent conflict about its true value, and it has to be used multiple times. It would be really unfortunate if we were constantly paid with weak little slips of paper that can't last more than one transaction, wouldn't it?
Yup. And to add on to that, money has to be easy to carry with you so that you can actually use it. No one wants to carry a whole load of cash just to buy a few simple things.
But most importantly is maintaining stability. Stable money makes it feasible and efficient to allocate resources, maintain confidence in that system, and most importantly for our purposes, manage our finances.
Lack of stability in money is what results in recessions or inflation. In extreme cases, it can lead to hyperinflation or depression.
Some countries continue to deal with unstable price levels and struggle to put a clear value to their money. In Zimbabwe, inflation, which in a simple explanation is just unexpected shifts in prices, has moved from negative 2.4% to 24,411% in the past 42 years.
With constantly falling value, Zimbabwe's government had to resort to printing dollar notes as high as $100 trillion. This had made many people just flee the country, discourage savings, and harm confidence in the government.
It's practically impossible to prepare yourself for the financial future when the value of your money that you're planning with is constantly shifting in unexpected ways. It's easy to understand why stability is so important when we consider the alternative.
This is what the money theory we discussed earlier meant when it referenced money as a store of value. Money is a tool in our lives, and it loses or gains value over time. It's more of a social concept than a physical commodity, since paper notes themselves have a low value. More important is the power that we give it. Money has worth based on our trust in it.
And that's why we use it as a unit of account, the last major function of money. It's something we can count on and use to account for our wealth, debts, income, and expenses.
Money lets us put a number value to a good or service, making it easy to use it as a medium of exchange.
When I go to Rashmi with a dollar value I'll pay for her bread, she'll be much more likely to accept than if all I can offer is a good that she isn't even interested in the first place. And I'm still able to get the bread I want, with Rashmi being capable of purchasing whatever good she's interested in with the money that I gave her.
With money as an intermediate good, trades are more likely to go through.
But, of course, there's more to money than just these three functions we've discussed so far.
Money is what we use to plan out our finances, so we are obviously using it to hold off payments, if we ever take out a loan or take on a debt. And this is also how money helps us create credit.
Money gives us freedom to use it however we need, and for whatever purposes may arise. That's much better than being limited by a single good we can produce.
Definitely. Money gives us the security and power we need to pursue our goals. And most important, for our purposes, money is how we can distribute income for further use.
When we plan that out thoroughly, with a stable currency that has our faith in its value, we can set ourselves up for financial success.
Next episode, we'll look more at how money flows within our individual households and in society as a whole. Stay tuned as we keep learning about personal finance.